You've got a really interesting way of making money in property, which is unlike anything anyone has ever seen before. What's the biggest booking you ever had?
A 10 grand booking. I'm kind of at that point now where obviously I'm making great cash flow, but I want to obviously put that into building wealth. That's it. Take the action, do it. For me, it was just like, wow, it just opened my eyes. The second I did that, I literally got my first few deals and I was like, okay. Like, I knew I'd be successful. I had no doubt about that.
Saskia, thank you so much for coming down. You've got a really interesting way of making money in property, which is unlike anything anyone has ever seen before.
True.
Talk me through what you do and the strategy of how you're financially free and have quit your job and what you're doing in the market.
So I've got 7 rent-to-rents. That's mainly how I first got out of my job. But the kind of special thing that you're talking about, I do a lot of passing bookings on. So I noticed my properties are up in Liverpool. So I've got 2 properties in Liverpool. And it was last year that we noticed we were getting a lot of inquiries for contractors. So we had a really successful run last year of like getting them booked out and like it was going really well. And then it sort of slowed down a little bit. So I felt a bit like, okay, maybe it's, you know, I was a little bit unsure about it. And then this year, I've noticed there's been massive projects in Liverpool. So there's a new plant they're building. There's just a lot of construction projects going on. So I've had an influx because I already had these properties. I've had construction companies like email me from my previous marketing and obviously Airbnb listing.
When you were quiet and aggressively marketing.
Yeah, aggressively marketing. They literally have come to me and said, oh, we can see you've got properties in Liverpool. Because we still had these active Airbnbs. They weren't so much for contractors. We'd slowed that down and then just had them more as families. But then we've switched now back to contractors because they're like, oh my gosh, we have such a demand for it. And so we only have 2 houses. Well, we've got 3 now because the demand, I was like, we need another one. But we had so many guys coming to us. So I was like, well, this is like so much opportunity. Like what? I don't want to say no. Yeah. I was like, I can't say no. So I said, well, like I know I'm in this amazing network. I'm in the academy. I know people with property. So I was like, yeah, we can accommodate them. And then I just put it out like on our groups and like other group chats, like, hey, does anyone have houses in Liverpool? Because that's currently like where all these guys were looking for. And everyone's like, yeah, I've got houses. You know, I said, I've got like long-term bookings, 2, 3, 4 months. You know, so I get an influx of people messaging me and I'm like, oh, great. So I'm like, can you do it, you know, for this price? Because, you know, their contractors, their budgets are a bit limited. So they're like, yeah, we can do that. Because when it's like a long-term booking, people prefer that because you're not having the hassle of like, oh, constant check-ins, check-outs. Like me personally, I would rather make £800, which is still very good profit. Like I'd rather make that hands off. Do you know what I mean?
And yeah, they make £1,200.
Yeah, and then if it's a little bit more active, but these guys are still making about £1,000 profit, you know, from that. But so basically I'm passing them those bookings. So I'll just mark up on it or I'll take a 10% fee. It varies a little bit depending on the booking, but I tell them that and they're like, amazing.
Well, of course, because they'd pay that to a travel agent.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same as, I kind of see myself a little bit as like a trade stays, comfy workers, that kind of realm. So it's, there's no, what I like is there's no liability. Like I'm not managing it for them, but I'm like, hey, I've got this long-term booking. Do you want it?
So how much would somebody, like a contractor, pay for like a 4-month booking?
So they generally pay, it can vary. So like per person per night is what they budget. So it can be like between £20 to £40 per night.
Right.
Per person
Which is per like night. Almost a grand still.
Yeah.
So if there's a few people.
Correct. So normally in a house, like a 6-bed house, you could have like, well, you could have about 8 people in there. So it depends on the house, like a 5-bed house.
What's the biggest booking you ever had?
A 10 grand booking.
That's
so
cool.
That's what we're currently getting at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's our, we've got an 8-bed in Liverpool. It's massive house. It's actually, it's a HMO, but it's, the houses in Liverpool, I'm not sure if you've seen them, but a lot of them are like,
I've owned them.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Sorry. But as in some of them are really big. I think this was actually a converted care home. So it was massive. So what these are, so it's actually got like 9 bathrooms in it. So we've actually got 16 guys in here. And it has to be, I always say to people, it's got to match up to like the livability of the house. Like never squeeze people in a house. It has to be like equal number of bathrooms to the people, you know.
Yeah,
it's got to make sense. But we've got 16 guys in this house because we can. And we're getting about £320 a night for that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's like 9 grand a month.
Yeah.
And how much rent is the landlord getting?
So we're paying a higher rent because it's sort of HMO rates, but we're getting everything included. So we're paying just under 4 grand. So we're making about, just over 5 grand profit.
On one house?
One house, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got, did you say 7 in total?
Yeah, so obviously that's our biggest one. So we've got 3 in Liverpool and 4 down in Reading.
How much do you make in total from just the rent-to-rents?
From the rent-to-rents, me personally, about $7,000 from the rent-to-rents.
That's incredible, though.
Yeah.
And then you're also doing this where you're passing bookings on. Yeah. And that's making as much money as the rent-to-rents.
Yeah, 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 100%. I mean, it's, for me, it's kind of like a loophole, and it's, because it's an opportunity that you don't want to miss, because, you know, I get all these inquiries, so I want to be able to help them, because then they keep coming back to me as well.
Yeah. I've got a you're the point of contact.
Yeah, exactly. So this one particular company, they just constantly come to me now. So
with contractors.
Just like, yeah, with contractors. Like, we've got, I've literally got 12 more guys coming down on Friday. So I'm literally like, who's got availability? And I know it's for like the next 2 to 3 months minimum.
So the gap in the market that you found is you've become the go-to person for contractors.
Yeah.
But then you're then not only filling your properties, but passing the bookings to other people, charging 10% fee or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And that's making you, what, on average a month from the passing of the bookings?
It can vary $5,000 to $7,000. Like,
that's absolutely
depending
amazing.
How, yeah. But it's
and
so
that's good. Like, the interesting thing is, because I know when we were chatting at my house, when you came down and I was ripping your business back to shreds, I was then like, oh, wait. What?
Yeah, it's like, this. You didn't mention this to
me. And it was, it's almost passive because it's no effort for you.
It really is. And it's nice as well to also be able to help people, like to genuinely be like, oh my gosh, like, thank you. Because people are so grateful to me. Because I almost, at first I was like, is this bad? Where people are like, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much. And I was like, it made me feel good to know that I'm actually helping someone and I'm getting paid for it.
Because if you're passing someone a $3,000 booking and they're paying you £300, from their mind, that's $2,700. But
But they're happy with
it. They're not having to market it or anything.
And it's hands off for them as well.
Yeah.
So it's like a win-win for everyone involved.
And you know what it is as well, Saskia? It's a great asset to the Academy because the Academy members now, having people like you that are just passing loads of bookings and contractors, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
When did you first decide you wanted to get into property and what's your background?
So I was working as a sales consultant for like a medical estate clinic. That was actually my first ever sales job. And
what were you selling?
So basically products, treatments, treatment programs, mainly that.
What kind of stuff?
So anything aesthetics related, so like body treatments, face products, face treatments, anything like that. And I was really good at it.
What did you say? You just say, you look pretty ugly.
I was like,
you definitely need a nose job.
I was like, no, you can do something with that. No, but I had a real way with people because I was actually their top sales consultant across like the whole of the UK for like 60, 70 clinics. So,
wow.
Yeah. And I think it's for me because I was very genuine with people and I just, and people always warmed to that. And it was like I said, my first sales job and I really enjoyed it. And obviously with sales, that's where like you get commission. So I was like, oh, it was the first time that I liked the fact that I could control what money I could make.
How much did you make?
I didn't make a lot, obviously, compared to what I'm doing now, but I was making between 2.5 to 3.5.
Sure.
Which, you know, like I had a very base salary, but then for me to know that, oh, I could make like an extra grand on top. Like I was like, oh, that's great. You know, so I never liked the idea of like a ceiling salary. Like I could never see it. Like I always said to myself, if I wasn't doing what I was doing, I'd do some form of sales. Obviously we're like a proper sales job. We're making much more money, but this was like my first and I really enjoyed it. And that's kind of what led me. I always knew I wanted to have my own business, but I just didn't know in what. So for me, like when this came about, it was almost like, wow, the penny dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Like I knew I wanted to get into property. I was actually sort of saving up to just buy a buy-to-let. That's what I was planning to do. And then obviously came across you. I was like, yeah, absolutely not.
How did you come across me? What happened?
I just saw you on YouTube. So I can't even remember the first video it was, but I think you have this real, you've got a really good energy about you. And I think that resonates with a lot of people. And yeah, I literally was just binge watching your videos. And, you know, I got one of my friends to come down. I said, look, we need to go to his crash course. And it was so funny because obviously I went down and then I did the advanced training. And I told a few of my friends, I never told my family about this. I told my friends and they were like, oh my gosh, like you've been scammed. And I was like, oh no, don't say that. I was like, please don't say that. But then I went to your other crash course and I did the same thing. Cause obviously, you know, you're great at sales. I was like, I literally bought the other course as well. And then again, I told like a couple of other friends and like, you literally got scammed twice. And I was like, oh my God, stop. So and I actually remember I emailed Tony. I was like, can I get this refunded?
Really?
I did, yeah.
And what did Tony say?
Tony's like, just come see how you get on. Like, let's see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, fine. You know, because I'm just hearing all these people. And obviously when I signed up, I was like, Academy, sign me up. But like, yeah. So
the good thing is about salespeople is usually salespeople are also easy to sell to.
It's all, I love being sold to. I love it. I'm like, please sell to me. It's great. Like, I actually love it.
So if you've got something good, tell me.
I'm open. That's why I was like, I really don't want to be that person because I also know how annoying refunds are. So I'm like, I don't want to be that person. But it was just all these like noise in my ear. But
the thing is, the reason Tony said, look, you really should, I mean, I'm sure you would decline you the refund per sack. He was like, oh, come on, he probably could see something in you.
Yeah.
And was like, look, you're going to do yourself. He wanted you to do it because he wanted you to actually see it.
Exactly.
And it's normal to be a bit skeptical sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And it was so funny because I remember when I went to your first crash course, you know, you get the letters through the door.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, I hope you didn't pay for this, like this course. I said, no, it's free. And then when I did like your advanced training, I said, oh, I'm just doing some property training. He said, I hope you're not paying for that. I said, no, it's a free course.
Like, but he didn't know.
He didn't know.
£2,000 later. Oops.
£2,000. Yeah, literally.
And the thing is, as well, that with the training, I'm very transparent about, you know, there's the crash course, which is £1.
Yeah.
Then there's the advanced courses, which is £2,000. And then there's the academy, which is £12,000. Upfront. But everyone knows that.
Yeah. But it's not even, when you actually think about it, it's really not a lot of money. Like the way I saw the academy when I first signed up to it, in my head, I thought, right, so I've got, it's, you know, £12,000. I would rather put that in the academy where I'm actually learning a valuable skill. In my, because I never saw the academy as 12 months. I saw it as a long game. Yeah. So I never had like this time frame of like, oh my God, like I've got 1 year to make it. I thought I've got this, like valuable knowledge that I've got really a lifetime access to because you've got all online stuff as well, but these mentoring and everything. And I thought, this is skills that worst case, if I didn't utilize it as best as I could now, I know I'm going to come back to it. Mm. So I thought I would rather put 12 grand into that than let it just sit in the bank and just deplete over time. Like for me, I thought, you know, that doesn't make sense. So I was like, it was a no brainer actually for me. Like I was like, definitely.
You must have spent so many days because you also crew, don't you, a lot?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that. What?
Do you know, crewing's amazing. I think for me, what like the best part of it was is like just being in the environment because that's what I noticed. Because it took me 6 months to get my first property. It wasn't like, you know, you see these people like, oh, straight away. Like, and that's why I always tell people like, don't, number one, don't compare yourself, but also don't rush the journey. Like it's a long game, you know? And I think when you realize that, you also stop like overjudging yourself because it's not like, oh, I need to, you know, do this now. It's like, okay, obviously you need to be quick, but your perspective changes a little bit. So you take quick action, but it's like, okay, I know what the game is. Like I know what I'm working towards.
And the first few months, it makes sense to spend learning, putting a plan together, building up your network.
100%.
And some people will join the academy and then after 3 days, they'll be like, oh, I've not made any money. And it's like, oh, look, don't be hot. But then there's other people that they're in the extreme. Yeah. They're like, I just want to go through the year on the academy and then I'll start putting in offers. So there's a bit of a balance in the middle.
And I was like at that 6 month point where I knew myself, I was like, okay, no. Something needs to, like, I knew in myself, like, the penny needed to drop. And that's actually when I started crewing the most. I was like, I just need to be surrounded again in the environment, just put myself there because just, you know, helping out. And it was also great for me to, like, say that and share that with people to be like, look, it's okay. Cause I just got my first rent then, at that point. So it was like really encouraging for me to share that with others as well that were like just signing onto the academy. And I was like, look, it's such a great experience. And I think the networking part is just the most valuable, really.
Yeah.
You know, that environment, you can't,
Because it's not about what you know, it's just about who you know.
Honestly.
And it's also who your friends are, who you're around. If you're 100%. Around people that are skeptical, holding you back, and you're just trying to do it on your own, it's not easy.
No, definitely. And I think that's where I noticed the biggest change in me, like in everything. I changed that whole environment and everything just skyrocketed. I just focus. And I think that's the key thing, what you also like, you teach as well. It's like, you need to be focused and take that action.
Yeah.
Where it's almost like the first 6 months, obviously like you're learning it, but I felt like mentally I was a little bit relaxed. I wasn't as like full force as I should have been. But once that penny dropped, I was like, wow, this is kind of, you know, you hone in that, like that energy almost to take the action and do it. And after that, everything just rolled, it just snowballed from there.
What's the goal then for you?
So, I mean, I'm kind of at that point now where obviously I'm making, you know, great cash flow, but I want to obviously put that into building wealth. So the next steps really is I'm looking at like getting my next, well, first BRR project.
Yeah.
That's kind of the next step. I'm really like building my own portfolio. So I've got all these skills. Like I know how to get, you know, great bookings, you know, really cash flowing properties. I want to do that for my own.
Yeah.
So for me, it's building that portfolio and wealth. Yeah.
How much money did you have when you started out and you just rolled onto the academy and you're struggling to find deals?
Yeah.
How much did you have in savings?
So I had about 30 grand good. After the academy. So I knew I could, like, you know, get my first rent to rent up and going. Yeah. But I also knew, obviously, at the time, I was like, it's not really enough to get a property. So that's why I was like, let me focus on that, build up my cash flow, my knowledge, you know, obviously do a bit of deal selling a little bit as well.
Have you sold deals as well then?
Yeah.
How often do you sell? How many do you tend to sell a month?
I sort of sell about, you know, 2 deals a month. But yeah. I was sort of, at the beginning of this year,
So you're selling a couple of deals a month?
Yeah.
Which might be what? How much are you selling a deal for?
3,000. And then if I'm co-sourcing, then half that.
Yeah. So you're doing a bit of deal selling, making 3 or 6 grand a month on that.
Yeah.
Then you're making about 5 or 6 grand on your
rent to rents.
Passing.
Yes.
Then you've got your rent to rents doing about 6-7 grand. From a cash flow perspective now, I mean, people will probably trade places. Even doctors and lawyers and brain surgeons and rocket science. Yeah. And how old are you?
26.
26 years old. Do you ever pinch yourself and just think, man, I've got 3 businesses all in property, all related to each other.
Yeah.
All each making 6 grand approximately in profit. I mean, do you ever pinch yourself?
Yeah, I really do. I think it's only recently that I've suddenly been like, wow, I'm proud of myself. I always knew I could do it. I think I'm very much like, what's the next thing? Like I see, you know, big things. So I'm also like, it seems like a small step. But then when I look to where I started, I'm like, wow, this is it's amazing.
What do you think? Do you think your sales background helped a lot?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would say so too.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I see a lot of people that are really skilled, maybe salespeople, for example, but they're not making that much money. But I'm thinking, if you were in this industry.
Yeah, honestly. You know,
if you were in this, or they might be great marketers or great deal makers or deal stackers or whatever. But I'm like, yeah, but you're stacking deals for parts of cars or you're selling things that aren't that expensive. You're selling small products. But if you were selling property deals.
That's what made me realize in my job, because I knew I was so good at it and they were gutted, obviously, that I left. Like, I knew I was really good. And I just thought, if I was doing that in actually something that was really making me money, I was like.
How long did it take you to quit your job?
So it took me a year from joining the academy. So I was basically on it a year and then I quit at the end.
So when you got your first deal after 6 months, you were still in your job?
Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah. I think it's because for me, I'm a little bit like risk averse.
Yeah.
I know typical entrepreneurs are very much like, all right, jump in full force. But that's why I feel like the whole mindset thing is so important. Like, everyone's journey is so different. Like, I remember I started the academy with Ellie Henry and we started at the same time. And I remember he quit his job from the get-go starting the academy. And he was I was like, oh, and he was like, you need to quit your job. And I said, no, like, and it's not even that I couldn't. I had a bit of money. I could have moved home if I wanted to. Like, I didn't have any liability. So I was in a position where if I wanted to, I could. But it's like, my headspace wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that's why I always say to people, I said, look, don't look at others. Like, look at you and like, because the penny needs to drop for you. And it doesn't mean like, oh, just sit around, wait for that to happen. Be in the environment, like be around the people, because that will happen. And you'll suddenly get this like spark. Even I remember Ricky sort of saying, because I remember you grilled him and he was, you know, obviously slacking a little bit at the beginning. I remember him saying to me before I got my first one, he says, you're not doing enough. And I knew it. He said that to me. And I was like, I know, you're right. And the second he said that, and, you know, I actually DM'd you as well because I was like, I was feeling a little bit low.
I remember.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I just feel like I need a little. And you said, look, you're doing great. Like, you were the pat on the shoulder like that I needed.
Yeah.
And then I just was like, okay. And I actually started to track, which you do talk about, but I'm not the most organized person. So when I actually started to track and I was making calls, but not like, you know, essentially tracking it. So when I did that first week, that's when I secured my first 2 deals. So now I say to people, I'm like, look, you have to take the action and literally track it. Like, that's it. Take the action, do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you'll see the results.
It's because it can sometimes feel like you're working really hard when actually you're spending a lot of time thinking about it.
Yeah.
You're spending a lot of time scrolling on Rightmove.
Yes.
I mean, I have so many people, Saskia, that say to me, oh, no one in Birmingham will do rent to rent. And I'm like, how many have you actually spoken with?
Exactly. 3. Yeah. And exactly.
So you spoke to 3 people. And how long did that take you?
Yeah.
Let's have a look at your phone history.
Yeah.
You've actually been on the phone for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
In total.
Yeah.
And you're saying, Come on.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was doing. Because I
some people take longer on the toilet than 6 minutes. Like, you could have all of your work that you've done in the last 3 weeks could have been done while someone was just on the toilet.
Yeah.
And now you're, oh, it's hard. No, you're just not doing anything. You're not
exactly.
When you track it, it exposes you.
Exactly.
Because you're like, oh,
and that's what I needed. I needed that exposure to be like, wow. And the second, for me, it was just like, wow. It just opened my eyes to the second I did that, I literally got my first few deals and I was like, okay. So
talk to me about marketing because you said you aggressively marketed your Liverpool properties because it was booming and then it went a bit quiet and you're like, ooh, I need to be proactive here.
Yeah.
What were the steps that you took to be proactive to get to the point where now you're overwhelmed and oversubscribed?
Yeah. So, I mean, what initially I did, you have to be a little bit clever when you're using platforms like Airbnb, Booking.com. Obviously, you know, they're making their own money as well. But I would be, you know, I'd put my contact details in adverts. You know, I'd let people know, look, we can offer additional discounts. I'd even sort of have additional ads where, you know, you can, it's more discounted if they stay longer. So they can see that when they try to book a longer stay, they say, oh, it's a bit cheaper. And then they have to like message me to find out if they can stay. So I did that quite a lot in terms of the properties that we had. And I even sort of, we tested out a couple. So my business partner, he had some properties in Liverpool. So he said, oh, let's see if these will work. So we did a couple tester ads as well. And then we got inquiries for them. So they weren't even real properties. I said, look, that one's not available, but this one is. So that's actually how I did it as well. So you kind of want to put feelers out there a little bit as well. It's a bit like when you say rent to rent, like it's kind of a feeler before you buy the house. You know, you're renting it, is this going to work? Imagine, you know, if you'd actually bought that and you're struggling to rent it out as service accommodation. Do you know what I mean? It's it's a little bit like that. So we kind of put some feelers out there, but Open Rent's a big platform. What I would do is, because sometimes you can be a little bit greedy, I'm very realistic with like what profit I want, and I, because you know, everyone can say, oh, you can make 2-3 grand. I mean, obviously that's great. I mean, with some of our properties, we are making that much. But I always think with long-term, if it is long-term, I'm happy taking like a grand profit, you know, £800, that's fine. So I work it out backwards and then be like, this is what I want. This is my bills. And that's, so they're seeing the lowest possible rate that you can take. So then it's not, because then the numbers aren't overinflated for them. They're seeing that, okay, that's realistic. So I get a lot of inquiries that way. And I reached out to companies as well. So I said, hey, have you got things going on? At the time they didn't, but then they came back to me like 6 months later.
So sowing seeds. That's what marketing is.
Sowing seeds.
How's your friend getting on? The crash course with you?
She's good. She's very supportive. She really wants to get into property as well. Yeah.
Why didn't she enroll onto the advanced training?
I think she was a bit skeptical.
I need to speak to her right now.
Yeah, maybe I'll give you, you can send her a message.
I need to. I'll definitely do her a video after this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, because she definitely, we were actually going to buy a house together, funny enough. We wanted to buy a house together and do it up. That was originally what we were planning to do. But
she like, you go first.
Yeah, she was like, you test out the waters. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's going to get into it because she's even asked me, like, even when it comes to deal selling, like, it's something that she wants to do. Her partner's quite interested as well. So
What about your other friends and that? What even your parents? Yeah, your dad was like, does he know now that you did paid?
I don't think he knows how much.
Oops. Sorry, Saskia's dad.
But I think, I think he knows now.
He wouldn't mind now. Because
now he wouldn't.
Now the entire academy and everything, you're made that in a month. You're made in a month. Just bang.
Yeah.
Which is mad.
Yeah.
Because it's, but at the time when you're registering,
when you're
it can
first,
be a bit daunting.
Yeah.
Especially when people are telling you you've been scammed. Yeah, you've been scammed twice.
I know. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But no, that my family, thankfully, from the beginning, they were so supportive.
That's
good. Yeah, really. Like my mum was great.
And it's only because they care about you. And there are a lot of, you know, schemes out there and pyramid schemes and people, you know, snake oil salesmen. And it's hard to differentiate. I get a lot of people see my YouTube channel or whatever, and I'm talking about how to make money and this, and they'll be like, oh, you know, you seem like a snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
And it's because there are people in the industry, but obviously, you know, now what we teach is tried and tested and works. It's hard work.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it's a business.
Yeah. It's funny with you. I never actually got that vibe. Like, I think because you can tell you actually care about people. And I think that is really portrayed.
I appreciate
that. I think people would just say that it's probably just come from a place of envy and jealousy. But
maybe. I mean, you can't really you can't sign up for the class of wondering why people say certain things.
Yeah.
But the proof of the pudding is in the eating. I mean, we do an interview like this every week.
Yeah.
I've done it for over 6 years. Yeah. And you see, because you control the programs.
Yeah.
Even the people that you mentioned, like Ellie Henry, like Ricky, all these people have all now made a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, 100%.
Left their jobs, financially free. Yeah. Have you met any friends on the academy?
Oh, 100%. I mean, very close, Gav, Mitch, like, you know, loads of them. I mean, you know, so many people.
Well, it's funny actually you said that because you were, you broke down this morning.
I know, yeah.
On your way down to the house, messaged me, oh my gosh, I've broken down.
Yeah, no.
I didn't see your message straight away.
I'm so glad. I was like, I really hope he's still filming.
But by the time I saw your message, I called you and you were like, oh, don't worry, my friends dropped me off. And then I'm like, hey, get it back. Oh, Gavin Mitch picking me up. It's like, you've got so many friends. If you rose above, you're just like, don't worry, the boys will come pick me up. Or that this girl, like, it's just mad. But that's part of almost the academy as well. That's part of what happened.
It really is. And I feel like I've made like the closest people in my life are really from property. And I just think that means a lot, and it changes your whole circle and your network and also just your mindset.
Yeah. Like, did you struggle with mindset stuff? Like,
I did.
Early days, or?
It's not that I struggled with it. I think it was almost like a battle myself because I knew what I was so capable of.
Yeah.
So I knew I'd be successful. I had no doubt about that. Like, I knew I'd make money. I think the problem with me is I watched so many videos. I was a little bit of like, you know, people say like a wantrepreneur. Like, I felt like that was me.
And oh, bless you. That's not nice.
Yeah, no, I know. I was like,
no one wants to be identified no one wants as that.
But that's what I felt like I was. So I almost felt like I was just, I'd always be quite harsh on myself as well. I'd be like, come on, like, I think that's what it was. But I find it interesting because I've learned so much about like entrepreneurship over like these last 2 years. And I think it's important to know like the kind of person you are. And that's what I say to people, like, just be self-aware. Like, you don't have to be the person that like jumps to quit their job, you know, straight away. Just because you don't do that doesn't mean you're not an entrepreneur. You know, it's, I think there's, you know,
Did you ever suffer with imposter syndrome?
Probably. I don't know if I would diagnose myself or, but yeah.
A lot of people say that though to me though.
Oh,
like,
really?
They feel like I shouldn't be here. I don't belong at first. And it takes a bit of time and they're like, okay, everyone on the academy, they're all normal people from different backgrounds. It's like, okay, maybe I do belong here.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, I do think that because even now sometimes, you know, you sort of think about like, you know, how much you're actually making because you see the money coming in. But then when you actually break it down like a month, you're like, wow, that actually is quite good, isn't it? Yeah. And you're like,
and that's the way to keep track of the score.
Yeah, 100%.
It's all about that. You might not know everything about everything. And no one does.
You need to know your numbers.
You need to know your numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to get grilled when you're at my house.
Yeah.
What was it like at my house for 2 days?
Oh, it was amazing.
What happened?
It was so good. I mean, essentially, what you did, you dived into each of our businesses. We had a nice small group, there's only like 14 of us. And you probably, I mean, you spent a good amount of time with me just going through everything, but you basically just tore our businesses to shreds in a good way and just said like, what are you doing? Like, how are you making your money? Basically advised us on the best ways to move forward for us and our business.
Yeah.
And it really was so valuable and learning from other people as well, I think.
Yeah, because some of the other guys were like doing so well, but then they're facing mistakes that you might face in a year's time.
Yeah, exactly.
With builders and all kinds of stuff. And it's like, okay, it prepares. Yeah. It's like training.
It really is. It's like an intense, well, it is an intense training basically. Yeah. And it's nice because it's bespoke to you, you know, and it's also great if, you know, maybe you're not the loudest person in the room, but you go into each business and like you find out exactly what everyone is doing. You know, there's no hiding.
Yeah, no.
You know,
and I can pinpoint the problem super quick.
Yeah, you can.
Bang. What would be your biggest advice to someone wanting to get into property? That's maybe like you were just in like a kind of a regular job, maybe got a sales job or whatever, and they are wanting to get in, but unsure of the steps to take.
Oh, 100%. I would say like, I mean, I started with YouTube, but I would just say like, come down to the crash course because I mean, for me, I think people don't understand how valuable that is. And it, I mean, that's obviously just the very taster, but going there and, you know, going on to advanced training, I think you need to invest in yourself. Like you need to realize there's no point, you know, just buying, it's not about buying programs and things like that. It's about investing in yourself to improve your skill set. Mm. And that's what you know, essentially you teach that, you know, you're teaching us these skills to build wealth. So I would say 100% get onto the crash course and surround yourself in that environment, like where people want the same things as you.
Yeah, you know, that's like, great. What did you think when you came to the crash course? Was it expected or how was it?
It was really good. Do you know what? I resonated with you like straight away. I think you were very likable. And for me, it was like, it was just a no-brainer. Like everything you were saying, I was like, well, you could be making £700 a month from a property you don't own. I was like, what is that? I said, yes, please. Like, you know.
Save up 100 grand and buy a house and make 700 pounds.
Yeah.
Why not just take multiple without having to put down money?
Exactly. You know, and I think that's for me, it was like, I didn't realize you could do that. Like, but own properties or, you know, yeah, buy properties without putting your own money.
Yeah. Well, you did super, super, super well. I want to say thank you to you because you've been a huge asset to the Academy members.
Thank you.
Your crewing and your passing of bookings. Even though you get paid for it, you should. And everything you've done. And I really appreciate you coming and sharing your story on Mondays and on Wednesday.
Thank you so much.